This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The need for improvements to the federal milk marketing order system. We get an update from our nation's capital and Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Chris, what's been the latest with modernizing the federal milk marketing order?
So let's begin with the end in mind, Bill, and that is USDA, the Agriculture Department, recognizes that a lot of different stakeholders in the dairy community want to see changes in milk pricing. And one thing that Secretary Vilsack has said on more than one occasion is that he would like to see some degree of consensus before we go to a national order hearing process. And so what is the end result of this? Well, you can have all these different ideas on the table, but there has to be a certain amount of critical mass behind a consensus, because then there's a hearing process. It's open to a lot of different stakeholders who will testify in favor of one thing or against another. And from that process, that's how we ultimately end up with something that could change and hopefully will change the system. So I just start off by talking about all these great ideas are fine, but it's not just something that anyone can impose themselves. It has to be ultimately vetted by USDA as part of a public hearing process, and then it has to go back and be voted on because federal orders are a voluntary program. So with that said, Bill, what we have been doing at National Milk for really now almost a year is having experts from within our membership who really understand the federal order system get together to establish a lot of these detailed issues in much greater depth. And one of the key things was figuring out also what is a national issue that should be the subject of a federal order hearing, and what are things that are really local or regional issues that can be dealt with within the respective 10 milk marketing orders. You always got to figure out, you know, what fights you want to have and where you can actually make change and where things can be left alone. So that was a big part of the process of deciding what should be on the table and what shouldn't be. So at the end of that, where we netted out is that we want to see changes to the Class 1 pricing system, which products and product specifications are used, the estimates of the composition of milk in the federal order pricing formula, and then also the make allowances that plants are allowed to keep as part of the processing of milk into finished products. So those are the four general buckets where we have some initial recommendations. And where we're going right now, Bill, is that in July we're starting a process of talking more with the broader membership of National Milk, others in the industry, where there's a lot of different stakeholders that need some additional outreach and education and opportunity for input. So I would not say that we are at the beginning of the end. We are at the end of the beginning, perhaps, and it's a process that will take at least another 4 or 5 months, even before we get to that proposal to USDA to be the basis for a hearing.
The dairy milk pricing is so complex, you know, but there are other things, you know, like go hand in hand with this, like the farm bill and the dairy margin coverage.
Absolutely. I mean, this is happening at a time when both the House and the Senate Agriculture Committees are looking at the 2023 Farm Bill. They're not doing a lot of writing of the Farm Bill right now, but that'll take place also in 2023. You know, what I would say is these processes are really happening on parallel tracks. We don't expect that there will be a need necessarily to legislate any of this in the next Farm Bill. It's possible. But at this point, a lot of this is done through the federal order process, which is driven by industry, not by members of Congress, not necessarily specified in the Farm Bill. The one exception I would say is the current Class 1 price mover was legislated in the current Farm Bill. There's a lot of dissatisfaction with that. I don't think that that will be something that stays the same. I think there's a lot of pressure to change it. It's just a question of in what direction. But other than that, most of the other things that we're looking at are things that would not be issues that would be legislated in the next Farm Bill.
Thanks for the update, Chris. A busy summer for the dairy industry in our nation's capital. Our thanks to Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.
Introducing Agilin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilin Ruminant. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
Coming up tomorrow, it's our Feed Forum Friday. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.